You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump has made his stance on building his long-promised border wall clear. If talks between administration officials and politicians in Washington continue to stall, he may declare a national emergency to access funding for the wall. The US government is in its third week of partial shutdown over the president's funding demands for the wall on the Mexican border.
I may declare a national emergency dependent on what's going to happen over the next few days. We have a meeting, Vice President Pence and a group will be going to a certain location that you know where that is, and they'll be having another meeting. I don't expect to have anything happen at that meeting, but I think we'll have, nor does the Vice President, but I think we're going to have some very serious talks come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We have to have border security. If we don't have border security, we're going to be crime-ridden and it's going to get worse and worse.
President Trump says he is willing to forego a concrete border wall for other materials in a bid to win over support from the Democrats.
The barrier or the wall could be of steel instead of concrete. If that helps people, it may be better. So we're trying to do everything possible to get money to our incredible people, but many of those incredible people agree with me and they say, make sure you win this battle. This is a very important battle to win from the standpoint of safety, number one, defining our country and who we are, also from the standpoint of dollars. This wall will pay for itself many times during the course of a year. The money we're talking about is very small compared to the return.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was questioned by Fox News, the host asking if Mr. Trump was really prepared to use money authorized for military construction to build the wall.
The president is prepared to do what it takes to protect our borders, to protect the people of this country. He knows that the number one job he has as president and commander-in-chief is to protect its citizens. And if he doesn't take that seriously, whether it's at our southern border or whether it's from terrorists coming from whatever way they come or any other place
that people really think
come
he has
to do harm to Americans, then he is not going to be the president that he knows himself to be.
And does he really, just quickly, does he really think that he has the authority to build the wall with funds that were appropriated for the military construction without congressional approval?
As we've said for the last several weeks, we're looking and exploring every option available that the president has.
President Trump and the Democrats are in political deadlock over his demands for $5.6 billion to build the wall. The Democrats have offered funding for border security, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has described the wall as immoral. Democrat Representative Adam Smith says President Trump could face legal and political hurdles if he tries to declare a national emergency to build the wall.
And in this case, I think the president would be wide open to a court challenge saying, where's the emergency? You have to establish that in order to do this. But beyond that, this would be a terrible use of Department of Defense dollars. The president spends most of his time talking about how we're not spending enough on national security. Now he wants to take $20 billion out of the defense budget to build a wall, which, by the way, is not going to improve our border security.
The federal government shutdown in the US is affecting departments in the country, including security, justice, state and treasury, parks and museums, and agencies, including the Environmental Protection Agency. Around 800,000 government workers are affected. Many are on unpaid leave and aren't getting paid, left to fend for themselves. Some are even forced to search for temporary work in the interim. According to union leaders, hundreds of Transport and Security Administration workers have failed to turn up to work unpaid at major airports. As long as the shutdown continues, programs that help the public could also be affected, including food stamps and tax returns. Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.